Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Spring, Texas. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa. Welcome to my Gulf Coast garden. Today, I'm continuing with my series on the four S's of gardening. These are the four words that start with an S that if you consider, you will have success in gardening. Success is the fifth S. Today, I'm talking about season. So I've already discussed soil, sprout, and spot. And now I'm talking about season. And the thing about season is it is beyond our control as humans. Unless you move yourself to another place on the planet, you'll have the seasons that you have. That means you'll have the temperature profile you have year-round, and you'll have the light profile that you have year-round that has to do with your location on this sphere called Earth. And where I live in Houston, Texas, there are very different seasons than someone living in Maine, for example, or someone living in Australia, or someone living in the mountains. So really what I can speak to on this podcast and the audience that's going to have the easiest time understanding are other folks that live in the Houston area and the Gulf Coast, because that's what I can talk to. I don't know as much about the seasons in other places in terms of gardening, and seasons really, really important because the temperature and the light amount of light that the seed and the plant is experiencing is going to control all of the hormonal triggers that allow the seed to turn into a sprout, or, you know, for the leaves to emerge from the seed. It has to have the right moisture and temperature for the plant to grow. It has to have the right moisture and temperature for fruit to grow. It has to have the right moisture and temperature, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So at every step along the way, you have to be having the plant match the conditions. And so this is probably the most frustrating part of gardening for me, because I want to just plant what I want to plant when I want to plant it, and I want it to go fine. And if I've already figured out the spot and I have the soil and I've got the sprouts, I want it to work. But if you really want to have success, you have to do it at the right time of year. So as I mentioned, I'm down in Houston, and we have the wonderful privilege of pretty much being able to garden year round. And so that takes some pressure off. But the other thing that I do to help me have success, given understanding the difficulty of getting the right plants at the right time in the right place, is choosing plants that grow very well in the climate where you're from. So this is about embracing where you live and embracing the foods that grow there easily, and loving to grow them. So that is why I love collard greens so much, because they grow year-round in Houston, Texas, and they're very flexible in terms of the amount of sunshine they need. They're very flexible in terms of the amount of temperature they need to germinate and grow. They'll grow all the way from freezing nights to 105 degree days, and they'll just keep growing. Sometimes a little bit better than others. I think they really like 82 degree weather, but you can have success. So just wanted to bring that up as you're thinking about what you want to grow and when you want to grow it. You need to be aware of what the conditions are where you live, and that is going to control whether or not the plants succeed or fail. And the more severe your weather is, the more specific you're going to have to be about when you plant things. So if you're just getting started, I recommend trying to start with plants that are very forgiving. And you can't do better than collard greens down here in the South. So thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear from you. Also want to let everyone know, if you want to get started with collard greens, I do give away a full soil and seed starting kit on my webpage, to just encourage people to come and check out my little online shop at okragardensupply.com. So if you'd like to get started, that's a free way to do it. So check that out. Thank you so much for listening. It's Friday. Let's make it a good one. FireAuntLisa.com. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.